God, we ask and receive revelation, the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask that every heart is open tonight to hear and receive your word. We are blessed with insight, the knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. We see ourselves as it sees us in Him, in the very image that you have predetermined and predesigned that we should walk in, even your church. We ask tonight that clarity of thoughts is ministered through your word into every heart. Identity issues are resolved. We see ourselves as it sees us in Him. We ask you tonight again, questions in our heart are answered. Every aspect that seems to be full of doubt, gray areas, we have light of clarity, light of understanding shed upon them. We ask and receive these in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus, says amen. Hallelujah. Matthew's Gospel is our text tonight. Again, we're still on the subject of relationships. Hallelujah. In Matthew 28, it says in verse 18, and Jesus came to speak unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. He says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew says, amen. So we've been looking at relationships, and then again, I trust to close the subject. And we said discipleship is communicating God's perspectives to life and living and helping others to walk in the same. That's discipleship. It involves helping people, inspiring people to walk in it. Hallelujah. Matthew's Gospel 18, which is one of our central texts. We see Jesus in 15 talks about relationships. He says, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, now told us that the word that is synonymous to the word brother in the New Testament books is the word neighbor. But definitely you see the word brother used much more in the epistles, New Testament text. He says, he shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. And if he shall hear you, thus gain thy brother. So I take the initiative to be at peace with people. I take the initiative to be at peace with people. I take the initiative to restore peace. I take initiative. I take the initiative to restore peace. I don't wait for others to restore peace. I take the initiative. I take the initiative to restore peace. I take the initiative to restore peace. I take the initiative. I take the initiative to restore peace. I take the initiative. I take the initiative. I lead the reconciliatory process. I lead the reconciliatory process. I take the initiative to restore peace. 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 Did you get it, church? The Christian takes the initiative to restore peace. You are the one that goes to restore peace. I don't wait. The Spirit of God is a spirit that reconciles. It is a reconciler spirit. It's a spirit of reconciliation. So it is natural to me not to want strife to be prolonged. The strength of a Christian is not in his ability to stay in the midst of strife and prolong it. No. The strength of a Christian is the ability to go first. The ability to initiate the reconciliation process. That is the strength of a Christian, because that is the God nature in him. Down in my heart, there is the nature of the Father. That is the nature of the Father in the believer. That he initiates. The Christian is strong. Are we together? The Christian is strong. The Christian is strong, full of energy and might. The Christian has might in him. But you see, the might in him works through reconciliation. So without the Christian element on the earth is chaotic. This whole earth, a community, is bound to ruin if a Christian is not present. He carries the nature of the Father. He carries the nature of God in Christ Jesus. To wit that God was in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:19, reconciling the whole world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses on them. So you see, the Christian does not impute people's trespasses on them. He didn't say man was not sinful. He did not say man did not have trespass. But it tells you God's position. God's position is that he does not impute. He doesn't sit down and start acknowledging your wrongs. So the strength of a believer in whose heart the Spirit of God dwells and is resident eternally, we said, the strength of the believer is that he does not sit back analyzing people's faults. He does not sit back analyzing people's shortcomings. That's what Paul will say in Ephesians 4. He says, be not angry and sin, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. That's an idiomatic expression. It's not literal. When it says, do not let the sun to go down upon your wrath, it means don't stay on it. Don't stay on it. It implies, do not start meditating on the wrong that was done to you. When you stay on it, when you meditate, when you start thinking, you start analyzing regarding the wrong that was done to you, you are going to allow wrath. You're going to allow wrath. James said about the same thing. James said in James 1, in verse 17, are we together? Verse 17, he says, every good gift, every perfect gift, cometh down. He said, from the Father of light, in whom there is no from heaven. He said, from above, rather, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness. Are we together? Neither shadow of turning. Then I know he says in 18 of his own will begat yours. But by the time you check the previous verse before 17, what do you have? That's verse 16, right? So what do you have in verse 16? Can we read together? Do not err. Okay, look at 15. What do I say there? Okay, read on. Read 17. Okay, read on. Now read 19 and 20. Where you are going is in 20, but read 19. Shift to what? Here. Now look at it. It says you are swift to what? To hear. Then it says you are what? Slow to what? To speak. Slow to what? To wrath. Are we together? Now, the word slow there, we've looked at that word severally, bradus, which means to be irresponsive or unresponsive. Unresponsive actually the proper word, not irresponsive. So unresponsive. To be unresponsive. To be dull at something. Okay? To be dull. To be dull at something. To be dull at something. So you see that word used also in Luke 24, verse 25. It is, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophet have spoken. Or no, Christ will have suffered this and enter into his glory. O fools and slow of heart. to believe. Are we together? Luke 24, verse 25. O fools and slow of heart to believe. So, in other words, they were not very sharp at it. Are we together? Because Jesus had risen from the dead. He was with two of his disciples, and they were sad that he died. So they were like, ah, how would you be sad? Now, they didn't know it was him on the road to Emmaus. Cleopatra and his wife, they didn't know. So it was like, ah, you are talking about, he was even asking them about Jesus. They didn't know he was the one. So it was like, you are talking about a Jesus and you are sad. You see that? You are sad. Now, Jesus had told them severally he was going to die. On the third day, he will rise from the dead. Now, the very period they were having the conversation was the third day. So he had risen. So it was with them. And it was like, the conversation you are having about Jesus, you are sad. That means you don't believe what the scripture says, that he will be risen on the third day. That is why you, if you had been sad on the first day, we understand. But this is the third day, and you are very sad that Christ was crucified. Alas, he's risen from the dead. Even if you are going to have conversations about him, will you see some elements of hope? You are a disciple. So it says, you fools and slow of hearts to believe. So they were dull at agreeing with the scriptures. So that being slow to catch up with something is what bradus. So when he says slow to speak, slow to wrath, did you see that? He didn't say get angry slowly. No. No. He didn't say get angry slowly. He didn't say speak slowly. So how do you speak slowly? That's nonsense. So when he says slow to speak, he didn't say respond to issues after 5 days. You just go to jail. You just go to prison. Are we together? He stand you up at the law court. He said, talk. He said, my Bible says you will talk. You will talk when the prison sentence year has count. Are we together? So when he says slow to speak, slow to wrath, he's talking about your responsiveness. Do not respond to wrath. Do not respond to, look at this, speaking back. Now, what kind of speaking is he talking about? Now he says, be swift to what? To hear. Are we together? Be swift to hear. Now, the hearing there is not referring to, pay attention. The hearing there is not referring to you hearing me as I'm talking now. Listening to sound. It talks about your heart agreeing with the words. Are we together? Because by the time you read that text further, you now see that the hearer of the word, the doer of the word, is talking about your response to God's word. How you embrace the word. So it says in your embracing the word, your hearing of the word of God, it says it must be swift. But when it comes to responding in the flesh, in wrath and in anger, are we together? He says no. Now, why would he say swift? Why would he say slow to wrath, slow to speak? James spoke about speaking in his text. He spoke about the use of tongue. By the time you check chapter 2, he now spoke about the use of tongue. How that you ought to be careful. How that the tongue, as tiny as it is, sets the whole body on fire. And he was talking about what you see out of anger, the words. Are we together? So in spiritual maturity, he says you are quick to hearing and receiving the word of God. You are quick to hearing the word of God. Embracing is the word to heed to it. So swift to hear has to do with heeding. You are responsive. You are fast. You are vulnerable to the word of God. But you are not vulnerable to things that get you angry. you are mount up against it. Are we together, church? Are we together? But that is not the text I wanted you to see. So look at the next text. What's the next text saying? 20. Want to go? For the wrath of man, huh? Can you read the text? The wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You see that? The wrath of man does not produce God's what? Righteousness. Now, what is God's righteousness? God's way of doing things. God's way of making things right. So you will not see the way God handles. Are we together? You will not what? It says the wrath of man worketh not what? The wrath of man worketh not what? They're carried away. The wrath of man worketh not what? Did you see that? For the wrath of man worketh not what? So, what does the righteousness of God mean again? God's way of making things right. Are we together? God making things right, or God's way of making things right, God's way of doing things. He says the wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. That means that when man is angry, we don't see the way God does things. The way God does things, man's anger hinders you from seeing how God handles situations. Are we together? Are we together? So the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. When man is angry and he puts the anger to work, how does he put anger to work? Words. Are we together? And actions. But it doesn't start with words and actions. It starts in your thoughts. So Paul gives us a way out. He says, don't meditate on the wrongdoing. So when I meditate on a wrong that is done towards me, I will eventually act out in what? In wrath and anger. When I act out in wrath and anger, look at what I have done. Look at what I have done. Look at what I've done. I have hindered God. Can God be hindered? Yes. Are we together? Can God be hindered? Huh? Are we together? I have hindered. If God can't be hindered, you will not hear, quench not the spirit. Are we together? If you couldn't be in that, you will not hear, grieve not the Spirit of God. So it can be grieved, it can be quenched. The move of the Spirit can be affected by my conduct. I can go to hell if I don't believe the gospel. And that is not God's will. Are we together? Eventually, God will have to find another way, because that's why he's God. It will take time. It will take investment. It can take a whole decade for him to find another. He will find another. That's God. But I can hinder his flow around me. I can stop God's will from being done in my life. Or else, we will not be told to pray so that God's will can be done in our lives. If you have to pray for something to be, it means not praying will make you to stand against it. The wrath of man does not give expression to God's methods. So there is a way God will handle a situation that if only I would be able to walk with him. So you see, in Galatians 5, Paul will list part of the works of the flesh, which are against the fruit of the Spirit, is wrath. You see wrath, you see anger, you see malice, you see gossip. Those are things that stand against the move of the Spirit of God. Are we together, church? Are we together? So, the strength of a Christian is seen in his ability. The stronger a Christian is, the faster he initiates reconciliation process. And he doesn't have to be the only one in the fault. In fact, Jesus says, look at what Jesus said again. I'll read again. If your brother shall trespass against you, so he did it, not you, but he says, you go to him. You go to him. And he didn't go and accuse him. Tell him his fault between you and him alone. It means don't plead on Twitter. Means don't call the police. It means don't put it on your WhatsApp status. Not yet. Or not at all. He says, if he shall hear you, you have gained your brother. That means what I went with is a reconciliation message. Hence, when he hears me, I have gained him. It is not accusation. It is not accusatory. So the Christian man or the Christian woman is not an accuser. He is a redeemer. He wears the office, the image. He bears the image of who? Of Christ the Redeemer in his relationships. Galatians 6, everyone. Galatians 6. See, I'm a redeemer by function. So I function as the redeemer. Is it clear? Is it clear? Aha. The redeemer in his relationships. Jesus Christ, the redeemer. So I function as who? As who? I function as the redeemer in my what? Relationships. Galatians 6, are you there? I function as the redeemer. Galatians 6, and then in verse 1. Can we take it together? Brethren, if a man be overtaken in the what? For you which are who? Spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of what? Meekness, considering yourself less what? Thou also be tempted. Do you see that? It is to restore. So the Christian man is a restorer. So redemption, restoration, which is what we call healing, okay? That's what we call healing. So redemption, restoration, healing is my ministry in my relationships. Redemption, restoration, healing. Is my what? Is my ministry across what? My relationships. Are we together? Look at chapter 5. Just go up a bit. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love. I told you, he didn't say, he said, is.
The fruit of the Spirit is, it didn't say the fruit of the Spirit are. So you don't have nine fruits of the Spirit, as some people have said. You have just what? One. That one is now expressed in eight other ways. So the fruit of the Spirit is. These are the fruit of the Spirit are. Galatians 5, 22. It says joy. Are we together? Is that relational? Is that relational? Peace. Is that relational? Is that relational? Peace. Now, it didn't say, look at this. It didn't say peace of mind. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is peace of mind. Who told you? If I throw you into the river of ministry, are we together? Peace. Next one. Long suffering. Is that relational? Do you have long suffering toward your own self? Or is it relational with others, right? Next thing. Gentleness. Is it relational? Next one. Goodness. Is that relational? Faithfulness, is that relational? That's what faith there is, faithfulness. Meekness, is that relational? Temperance, is that relational? And against all that. So the fruit of the Spirit is, look at this, look at it. The fruit of the Spirit is God working in my relationships. The fruit of the Spirit is the Lord working in my relationships. What is the sign of the Lord working in my relationships? The fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So look at that. It says to restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. It is to point out the error. Let him that is spiritual be very discerning of the other person's fault and let him point it out using a blog on Facebook. You are just a stupid person who is an enemy of the church. So you sit before camera and create a blog, then you say that God has called you to. You are just an idiot. In the family, you are a bastard. We don't work that way. If you can discern, you are spiritual enough to know that this person is in error, go after him and restore. In the spirit of meekness, considering yourself also, because you can also fall. So that means the moment you realize that you are human, you will go after the other because humanity has overtaken him. So your spirituality will make up to restore him into fellowship with God. Not create content for likes and dollars from Meta at the expense of. No. You gotta be working for the devil. Sometimes you see Christians, they will like those blogs. They will even follow. So once you like, you share, or you what? You follow. What have you done? You have paid the fellow, right? For his good works. That's what you've done. You have made payments to him. You have offered some cents. Maybe it's not up to a dollar, but you've offered some cents. Or micro sense for the person's good works. No. So you and the blogger, you are birds of a feather. You are birds of a feather. So the Spirit of God says, restore. Are we together? Restore. Are we together? Are we together? So you observe that Do we have examples of that? You now see Nathan goes to David after he picked Bathsheba and killed Uriah. You know, if it's today, you all know what happened today. Right? Right? If it's today, a blog would have carried it. The blog would have carried it. And another blog, just share. Before you know it. Well, so relationships, the fruit of the Spirit is God walking in my relationship. So we said that we must bear the image of God, isn't it? Thank you. We took an example of Jesus. Go to Colossians 3 again, which is our text. Colossians chapter 3, closing. Philippians, Colossians chapter 3. Praise God. Are you there? Now, before I get to Colossians, look at Hebrews 13. Oh, there's in Colossians. Look at Hebrews 13. These are increasing thoughts. Hebrews 13. Read verse 5, everyone. Let your what? Verse 6. All right. So it says, the Lord is what? The Lord is my what? Helper. The Lord is my helper. So we see God ministering help in relationships. The Lord is my helper. So if he helps, relationships minister help. Is it clear? Help. So the Lord is with me. Alright. Now, in Matthew 22, verse 38 to 40, which we have read, we see the response of Jesus to what is the great commandment of the law. He said, to love thy neighbor, right? The second is like unto it, love thy neighbor as what? As thyself. So you see neighbor, you see brother. I told you those words are synonymous. Neighbor and brother. To love your neighbor. Look at Leviticus 19. So we say love is honor. And it means that I will place on people the honor of the Lord. Who said that? Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. Leviticus 19. Verse 18. Are we there? I'll wait for you. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. Are we there? Alright, so let us read together, everybody, once you go. Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge. Wow. Wow. How many of you are bearing grudge currently? How many of you have somebody that you are bearing grudge? Nobody says his end. Nobody says his end. What if I tell you me I have somebody? Everybody is not in their end. Praise God. You are not bearing grudge against the president of Nigeria. Kwara police today, you are not bearing grudge.
They are not here.
All together. Look at it. It says, thou shalt not what? Avenge? Nor what? Now, definitely, to bear grudge. Are we here? To bear grudge, or to bear grudges, is a very strong word. It says, thou shalt not what? Avenge. Now, that's an action, right? Right? Now, look at this. He says, nor what? Bear any grudge. So, he talks about thought and intention. He talks about what? So, avenge. How many of you agree that avenge or avenging is an action? Eh? Give it back. Abi? Open me lane. Kin maje. Abi? Oda mi logunu. Kin maje. Answer me. Oda mi logunu. What did I do? Polen. Are we together? Are we together? And I can bring that into our day, 2025. I can bring that into our day. We don't have the time. I can bring that into our midst now. Which I don't have. Are we together? So, he says, thou shalt not what? Avenge. Now, he now says, or bear any grudge. So, grudge is vengeance at the third level. So, you have not had opportunity, but it's in your mind what you will what? Do. Do you get it? It's in your mind what you are going to do, only that you have not had what? You have not had what? Opportunity. So, it is what is in your heart to do in reaction to. Wait, does it sound like don't let the sun go down upon your wrath? Thank you. So that thing that is in your heart that you want to do back, God says that thing that is in your heart is a sin already unto him. It is not a sin when you do it. It is a sin as it is in your heart. You are already committing sin as it is in your heart to do. Are we together? So look at what it says. It says, thou shalt not avenge. I want you to see the background. It says, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against what? The children of what? Of thy people. Now, is that Israel? So don't forget that thy people, will it be a mirror of humanity? All men, right? God's people, right? Those that God has called to function in his image, right? Now, an immediate application, can it imply a church member? Can it imply a fellow believer? Yes. But however you're seeing it, look at it. He says, but thou shalt what? Love thy neighbor. That means keeping grudge is the opposite of love. So look at me, everybody. I will not talk about this now. I'll talk about it later. Your love work starts at your thought life. Your love work starts where? In your thought life. Your thought life has to do with the way you think about people, and the way you see them is already love work. Do you get it? You're already working in love by the way you see people and the way you what? You think about them.
So, from the way I think about people, I am already walking in the love of God. From the way I think about people, the way I see people, I am already walking in the flesh. Do you get it? Do you get it? Notice we said that God does not describe people using what? Answer me now. Or you want me to come back on Sunday on this subject? I'll come back. Oh. Answer me. Let's finish today. Are we together? So you can write text and exams. Are we together? So look at this. Look at this. Look at this. He does something, are you with me, that he doesn't like. He now comes to tell me. Now when he tells me, the way he went about telling me did not put him in the right light. Are we together? So I am no more seeing him in the right light. I now probably see him as somebody that is a bad person. Look at this. I, not him, I have started sinning. I am already in sin. From, it's not him that came to tell me now. He has committed a sin. On the way he told me. But he spoke to me about him. Now look at it. My response. So that's why you have a lot of work to do in your third level. My response, the way I handle the information he gives me, can already make me to sin. The moment by what he said to me, I now develop strife toward the first person that was reported. Are we together? That's why you mustn't join people to inherit wrath and anger. You mustn't join them. You mustn't join people. That's why you must not be part of gossiping. It will cause you to sin. So, he's letting us know in Leviticus that the way, what is on your mind about somebody else is already a sin. So you see where your love walk. You see how deep your love walk goes. How deep. You know, sometimes I was listening to Pastor Chris Oyakilome on love walk, and the way he explained the love walk, I was listening. I said, why is he explaining it that way? Now he didn't go into the explanation of the scriptures. He didn't explain the scriptures. He just made one or two statements about walking love, and I'm like, my, from what he said, the way it occurs to me, from what Pastor Chris said, you know, I began to feel like this man knows something about love work that I don't yet know, because of the comment he made about walking in love. I said, why is he seeing it that way? I don't yet see it that way. But, you know, when you look into the scriptures, you see, your love work is deep. Deep, 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 deep inside. What is in your mind already? So, because next time you see the fellow, you are suspecting. Oh, you are now careful. You are suspecting. Any small thing, say, that's what they said about him. You already in sin. So what is on my mind about somebody else? That is the way you see the person. The way you now see the person. The thought you think in your heart about the person. Are we together? Can be a sin. Now, you know, I'm not saying that when somebody has an habit or a conduct
or in misconduct. You should just erase in your mind that he doesn't have it. No. But we're talking about strife. Anger. And according to this text, so look at that. He said, in Leviticus 1 now, Leviticus 19, verse 18. He says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. Can we say your neighbor? Can we say your neighbor? Now look at the next text. What does it say? But thou shalt love thy neighbor as what? As thyself. I am the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you later on, because if you read this text in Leviticus, and you read an instruction, you will see behind the instruction a clause. I am the Lord. Why does he say that? I am the Lord. Why will he say do this? It's enough. But he doesn't stop there. He now says, I am the Lord. Because he's dealing with your identity. This is my kingdom. So, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. This is my kingdom. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God, we see others. Look at this. We see others how? How? Like ourselves. So that is what it means to what? To love what? Your neighbor like yourself. I see him. Like how? Like how? Like myself. Praise God. I see him like myself. So I don't look at people from the lenses of my wealth that they don't have. I don't. Like we said, I bear God's image. So when he said, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, some people come and say things like, it means that you love yourself first. No. No. When he says, love your neighbor as yourself, he's saying to see that person as yourself. Put yourself in the shoes. Does this sound like the high priest ministry? Huh? Does this sound like the high priest ministry? Thank you. So, it's not self-love. I told you self-love is idol worship. Love your neighbor as yourself. Why? Because your neighbor is not different from you, like we said. So, you honor, you place the honor of the Lord on him. You place the honor of the Lord on her. Look at Deuteronomy 24, everybody. The same Israel was being addressed here. Deuteronomy 24, everybody. Deuteronomy 24. Praise God, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 24. Verse 10. I want us to keep reading down what. When you lend thy brother anything, thou shalt not go into his house to what? To fetch his pledge. You know what I mean? Don't force yourself into his house to collect what it might not be able to afford. Thou shalt stand abroad, and the man to whom thou dost lend, it is, shall bring out the pledge abroad unto thee. And if the man be poor, thou shalt not sleep with his pledge. In other words, if you have someone who is poor, it is you will not hold back what belongs to him with your home. No, you will not. Then it is, if in any case, thou shalt deliver him the pledge again when the sun goeth down, that he may sleep in his own raiment, bless thee.
and it shall be righteousness unto the Lord before the Lord, unto thee rather, before the Lord thy God. It says righteousness unto thee. That means you're walking in the Spirit. You're walking in the Spirit. In verse 14, thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. Don't hold back people's salaries. Don't hold back people's salaries. At his pay, thou shalt give him his hire. Did you see that? Pay salaries when due. Praise God forevermore. So when Paul is teaching Colossians 3, masters, servants, is he teaching from this text? Thank you. At his day, thou shalt give him his hire, pay his money when due. Neither shall the sun go down upon thee, for he is poor and setteth his heart upon it. Did you see that? Lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be what? Sin unto you. Praise God. Look at 16, everyone. The father shall not put to death for the what? Shall not be put to death for what? The children. Neither shall the children be put to death for the father. Every man shall be put to death for his own what? His own sin. Then he says, that's justice and fairness. 17. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou was a born man in what? Egypt.
Wow.
And the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you cuttest down the harvest in the field and hast forgot a sheaf in the field, thou shalt not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger and for the fatherless and for the widow, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands. When thou beatest thine olive tree, thou shalt not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When thou gatherest the grapes of thy vineyard, thou shalt not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and the widow. Are we together? So we have a custom in the churches of God to care for the needy. So when you see Paul writing to the Timothy about taking care of the needy in the church, are we together? He's writing from this text. So you have the custom in Israel, you have the custom of giving to those that are in need, or remitting a portion of what is yours, so that those who are not privileged to have your kind of job or to live your kind of comfortable lifestyle can also have their needs to be met. It's all from this text. But look at where I'm going. Where I'm going in verse 18. He says, all of these things that I've told you to do, thou shalt remember, you will put in mind. So all of these things that God asked them to do will be by putting in mind. Putting in mind what? That they were bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord their God had redeemed them from Egypt. So that means God is saying, don't forget that you were also a servant. Are we together? He says, take good care of your servants, because you were also once what? In bondage. That is the thought behind love your neighbor as what? In other words, do good to the fellow, because you are not different. You have only received grace. You can see how different it is from those that interpret it as, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. That means I should love myself first. No. Loving yourself first is idol worship. Did you get it? He told Israel, he says, recall that you were once strangers and slaves. Hallelujah. So in loving others, I must note that I am simply privileged of God. I'm privileged. Hallelujah. I am what? privilege. It's just a privilege. Is it clear? Is it clear? If you are here and your parents send you allowances, is it what? It's a privilege. You are not different from the one who does not know where to turn to during the month, doesn't have any source of allowances. You are not different. You only have the grace of God. They have the grace of God. Praise God. So before you say a particular witch should fall down and die, to tell you that there is wickedness in your heart, you could have just said the person should die. But you first of all said he should fall down. Why should he fall down when he was already going to die? Why is there wickedness in your heart? Praise God. Why did you say that he should fall down first? Since you knew that you were going to kill him. Since you knew that you were going to say he should die. And you believe that your God will hear your prayers. Then you say every enemy in your father's house, every strong man in your father's house, some people say rise up. Maybe the fellow was lying down. You could have just killed the fellow. But he told him to rise up, fall down, to then die. He shows there's wickedness in your soul. There's bitterness in your heart. Rise up, fall down, and die. Why? They say, what are you doing there? What are you doing there? Turn 7 times. Fall down and die. Why? Thank God you are not God. Praise God. I saw one meme like that. Someone was praying that God should kill his enemy. Then an angel came and gave him a camera to see who the enemy was. By the time he saw the enemy, it was his own face. You think that the fellow you are praying against is your enemy. He's not your enemy. It's not his fault that his complexion is dark and his face is wrinkled and he's a 60-year-old woman in your family. It's not his own fault. You could have been the 60-year-old woman who is not privileged to learn English. Some folks in secondary, in their under level will be praying that you should die. So because she doesn't have the privileges you have now, she's a witch. No, you could have been the one that came 60 years ago and you didn't go to school. It's just privilege. You think that that woman is your enemy? She's not your enemy. Are we together? You're saying strong man of your father's house, but you don't come for Bible study. If only you came for Bible study, you would discover that you are the strong man. Are we together? The fellow is not your enemy. You are. On Sunday morning, you're on your bed. You are your enemy. Should you fall down and die? Praise God. Humans are not our enemies. Glory to God forevermore. So he says, love your neighbor. Does that mean I should love the witch? Love the witch, yes. The witch, yes. Why is it difficult? Because you are afraid. You are afraid that someone said, and that the witch is going to ask for forgiveness, and God go forgive me, but he might have chopped me, kill me, chop. He said in Yoruba, and he will come to Jesus just to embrace him. I'll just start the process in heaven. Christian lives matter. Are we together? If you're a strong Christian, you are not afraid of witches. you are not afraid of witches. Praise God forevermore. If you're a strong Christian, you are not afraid of witches and wizards and herbalists. You are not afraid. You want to go do evangelism, someone say if you come in, he's going to beat you with one rosary. Sorry, not rosary. What's it called? You know? So one of those, what do you call them? Yeah? You know, there's a charm put together, and they say, I will beat you. Say, can we start now? It's not your enemy. In fact, when people talk like that, you should have compassion on them. So you think your power is in this bead? Your power is in a bead. Idiots. Are we together, church? So look at this. He says, look at this. He says that love your neighbor as yourself. It means I will treat others as one who is privileged of God. That's it. I'll treat others as one who is privileged to be of God. Amen. Sibling relationships. Don't forget. Sibling relationships. You know, if it's an African home, just am I your mate? Or give you your size. Are we together? If it's an African home, as I said, as we are studying, it was African home. You got the African home that giving you your size. In fact, someone is like 2 months older than you, the person will be demanding. Aha. And see any more. 2 months. I used to have one, you know, lady like that. Sometimes in, I think that was 2006 or 2005, 2006, 2007. I think just about, I think, about 2 or 3 weeks older. Yeah. Today when I'm thinking about have you now made it in life? Have you now made it in life? Is it a religious knowledge? Are we together? You know, we do all sorts of things. And we, there were some of us, I had some of my peers also that were in church. And this was in church, oh, not in the community, oh, in church. We have choir rehearsals. Yeah. You know, you were big and chubby. Yeah. I don't know this one. What used to vex me more was the elderly ones too. Now come around. You now say, yeah, say and see. Ah, I should say and see. And it's woo. Praise God. So it's just a privilege. I feel like I can talk to another. It's just a privilege. We later said and see. So what you have we never said auntie. We said it for a very long time. See, everybody's separated. But now, auntie came. Are we together? But look at it. It's just a privilege. It's just a privilege. It's a privilege that you came out 2 months before me. In fact, including parentage. Even your father. Don't get your parents to that point, though. But he said, if I am truly your father, don't get up here to that point. Don't. But look at this. And now, if you are a father in the church and you talk like that, it is you I am not talking to. It's just a privilege. It's a privilege. That child could have come. You came 40 years ago. The child came 20 years ago. So you know, God could have just said, you want to go color. So you just is a privilege. Like I told you, parentage is a privilege. Go and ask those who are looking for the fruit of the womb that they can't find. That's when you know that To have a child is an opportunity. To have a job is a privilege. Go and ask those who have been looking for a job for years. You can't find it. Then the one you have, before you brag, it is a privilege. It's an opportunity. That's what I mean. It's an opportunity. So don't oppress. Don't oppress. You have a car. It's a privilege. You are not different. If you are in good health, that your sound health, you can carry on like this. They will say, Adiapa Osegbe. You know the way Yoruba puts it. Yoruba can make you fear God. Adiapa Osegbe. You imagine that. What if I do like this and the hand is not coming up? You just imagine. What if I wake up in the bed in the morning? usually the person you pick in the morning is your phone. Your phone would have played to that side. You two would have been there. You look at your phone like this. And I'm not mocking people. Are we together? But it is a privilege. It's a privilege. In fact, to be alive is a what? Is an opportunity. Kí ló ń ṣe ẹ́? When yẹran. I'm just feeling depressed. Orí ẹ̀ bó. I'm just feeling depressed. Pastor, a lot of you have played in the past couple of days. It is a what? It is a what? I'll be having depression. Depression. It is a privilege. All day is a privilege. I told you that the greatest miracle in the life of Joseph was not that he became the prime minister. The greatest miracle was not even that he came out of prison. The greatest miracle in the life of Joseph was that there was a time they were deliberating, should we kill him? And an utterance came out and said, let's not kill him. That decision to keep him alive was the greatest miracle of his life. Because that miracle now opens up, are we together? For other works, other miracles. Is it clear, church? Is it clear, church? So it is a what? Someone say it's a privilege. It's a privilege. Look at me, I'm standing here now. Look at me, I'm standing here. You are sitting. This association of you sitting down to hear God's word from me, I must see that the word privilege. So when he says love your neighbor as yourself, our time is gone. When he says love your neighbor as yourself, you see, can you imagine what should be going on in your mind now? Right? Can you imagine it? This fellow, are we together? I am simply what? Privileged to be where what I am. Do you get it? It's a what? It's a privilege. You have health. It's a privilege. Someone said that gratitude is choosing to see what is present, what is there. That's gratitude. Gratitude is deciding to be conscious of the plus in your life, rather than keeping your attention on the what? On the minuses. That's gratitude. Say, I'm grateful to the Lord. Say, I'm grateful to the Lord. So it's a privilege to have parents. It's a privilege. Go and check people that They don't know who their parent is. They have met a lot. They don't know. They don't know. They don't know. Some don't have. It's a privilege. So whatever I think I have, amen, it takes a negative response to the grace of God to be proud. It is a negative response. When I have something and it's causing me to be uplifted on my heart, it's causing me to be proud. Now, when is it pride? When I feel like this fellow, not dey my level, that is pride. The moment I am having that strong consciousness that I am better than another person, that is pride. So pride is a negative response. Are we together? A negative. Sometimes it says God will resist the pride. That is God making sure that you see. God resisting the pride is not God judging, ruining the pride. No, it is still God. Don't forget, we say God in his relationship will be what? God in his relationship will be what? Will be redemptive, right? Will be restorative, isn't it? So we said the Christian will be who? Will bear the image of what? Of the Redeemer, right? And the Restorer, isn't it? In his relationships. So in the resisting of the pride, it is still redemptive, it is still restorative. So what exactly is God doing? God will make that fellow to see what you have refused to see by reason. He will make you to see it. What you have refused to see by reason and by paying attention to his word, he will make you to see it. He will make you to see that you are not different through your experiences. They will not have experiences that makes us see we are not different. Are we together, church? So let's begin to close. We have how many sessions under this subject now? 22. Alright. I'll close the subject here. They will pick up something else on Sunday. Are we together? Are we learning something? So look at this. I don't bear the image of professorship. We said academic career. I don't carry the image of the MD, right? So look at this. I don't carry the identity of parent. Now don't hear what I didn't say. What I'm saying is that my identity is not a superiority identity. A superiority identity. I am superior. Why do you think you are superior to that one? Because I am his parent. No. 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 You are not superior. He says to love your neighbor as what? As yourself. Leviticus 19. To see that what you have today is simply what? A privilege. Glory to God forevermore. What I have today is a privilege. What about a boss? Do I carry that image of a boss? Up? Image of an MD? Do I carry that image? An MD? No. So, what image do I carry? Answer the question. Can I get a response? Whatever I am, I must see myself as the image of God. Who is God's image? A priest, right? A prophet, right? And a what? A king. So I carry the image of God's servant as an MD of my company. Does that make sense to you? What about a lecturer on campus? I carry the image of God. Now, look at it. I can't carry the image of God. I still be carrying the image of MD at the same time. So, that means that if I carry the image of God, the position of the MD is where I express the image of God. If I carry the image of God, if I bear the image of God, don't forget Exodus 27, right? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. So, it means if I carry the image of God, I will express it through the privileges of life.
privileges of position, privilege or privileges of material resource. Right? Don't forget, we've gone over 1 Timothy 6, isn't it? 17. He that is rich was in this world. So, privileges of material wealth. Me, I have a car. That one doesn't help. No, that's foolishness. A privilege. So, the materials I have, the status I carry amongst men, the positions as it were, becomes an opportunity to manifest or to express the image of God. Is that clear? Does that show you that in my relationships I am a servant? In how many relationships? All. Thank you. All. I am a servant of God serving people. So, love thy neighbor as yourself means you are not what? You are not what? Different. Amen. You know, if you love your neighbor as yourself, will you go and avenge? No. Will you be compassionate? You will be compassionate. So, I must not have a superiority feeling over anyone. And I told you areas or places where this can be a bit challenging at work. It can be challenging at work. It can be challenging in campus, at school. It can be challenging also in the family. Number four, it can be challenging in the church. But wherever I am, I do not have any feeling of superiority over anyone. Matthew 5:43, we've seen that, as yourself. Matthew 19:19, we've seen that, as yourself. Matthew 22:39, we've seen that, as yourself. Don't forget, on Sunday we spoke about who your neighbor is. From the Luke 10 story, are we together? So we said, your neighbor is anyone. Why? Because you are who you are by privilege. Your neighbor can be anybody because you are not different. The difference between you and whosoever is simply the privileges and the opportunities and the grace of God which has appeared to you. Glory to God forevermore. So as we close, we said our relationship is tied to our worship with God, of God. Our relationship is tied to our worship of God. And our worship of God is expressed in our relationships. Amen? We see God already in the scriptures as a parent, right? Can you give me those relationships again? God is seen as a parent, again, as who? God is seen as a master, the one who rewards, right? Okay, again? A citizen, thank you. God is seen as a citizen, right? Then God is seen as what? As a servant. He's seen as a father, thank you. God is seen as who again? A brother, a true friend, right? What else? A son, thank you. Okay, thank you. So look at that. In all of these relationships, that means there is the wisdom of God in the image of God. Are we together? To handle all my relationships. So the epistles will teach us the same. Colossians 3. I'll close it. Praise God forevermore. Colossians 3. We saw Colossians 3 already, and I spoke from them. So it is Colossians 3. Are we all there? I'll wait for you. Colossians chapter 3. One verse again. 18. So it says, why submit what? Yourselves to what? Don't forget what we said from there. It didn't say submit yourself to what bands. He says, your own what? Husbands. Amen? As it is fit what? That is, this is fit in the Lord.
This is fit in the Lord. Husband, he says what? Love your wife, be not what? Bitter against. I told you, I don't know why she's bitter against them. Children, obey your what? Parents, in all. This is well pleasing what? Unto the Lord. So, this is well pleasing unto the Lord in verse 20 is the same as it is fit in the Lord in verse 18. Father, he says, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Now, look at servants, he says, obey your masters, he says, according to what? The flesh. Not with what? Eye service, not in what? Men pleasers, but in sweet goodness of heart, fear you, and whatsoever you do, do what? Wait. Whatever you do, where? Whatever you do at the car park, if what I said now makes sense to you, I've taken the text out of context. Whatever you do, where? You know, the way you can take that text out of context, put it back there. Read the previous text. Look into your Bibles. Oh, look into your Bibles. So read the previous text. Want to go? Whatever you do, where? Is this referring to servants? Thank you. Whatever you do, it says what? Whatever you do, do it what? Take it again. Whatever you do, do it what? Do it from your heart. Do it from your heart. He says, as unto who? The Lord, and not unto men. Notice again, look at verse 20. Obey your parents in all things, for this is what? Well-pleasing. So I told you, when he says well-pleasing, he was speaking from the Old Testament sacrifices. What pleases the Lord? A sweet-smelling fragrance. That means that is walking with God. So look at me. The way we handle our academics in school is walking with God. I said it on Sunday. The way we handle our activity at our workplace is what? Is ministering to God. If he says that it is pleasing unto the Lord, that means it matters to him. Are we together? When I am a good husband, it is ministering to the Lord. So there is a ministry in my home. So you can see that what we call ministry is present in our relationship with one another. Did you get it? Did you get it? When I'm a good wife or a Christian wife in the home, I am doing what? I am ministering to the Lord. The way I treat my parents can be ministering, ing, unto the Lord. The way I handle my work. So I said that God will judge my conduct as a staff of my company. We say that. God will judge how I attend to academics. He will judge it. He will judge how I attend to my work roles. Look at me. If you are a business owner here, the way you handle your business, God will judge it. What about bookkeeping? What about your company paying tax to the nation? God is going to judge it. I told you how they took Jesus out. And they observed Jesus. Feeling, they found what? Nothing. He was a good citizen. Jesus never got on his pulpit and said, oh, their president is a thief. Our critical is a thief. Our leader is a thief. No, he didn't do that. Yet, he pastored under a very unruly, a corrupt, a wicked government. He didn't say one thing on pulpit against the government. He did it. Today, he did it to find a preacher. He just come because you have 5,000 congregation, 50,000 congregation. You just gather mic. Then you start lambasting the people in realms of affairs. No. No.
It's not God's style. Glory to God forevermore.
So when I'm at work, am I at ministry? Huh? Am I at ministry? When I am in my marriage, am I at ministry? So do you see why Malachi 2 says what? 16. God is what? Putting away. Because marriage will be ministry. Or, let me put it differently. There will be ministry in what? Marriage. It's the second one you should write, not the first one. Are we together? There is ministry in what? In my marriage. So am I at work? Am I at home? Am I in school on session? School break, vacation, have I traveled abroad, or I've gone on business trip? I'm a Christian there. Someone say I'm a Christian there. I don't bring people down. He says, what you do for your boss, don't bring down a company because you want to join another company. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do you pay your taxes? Pay it. It is ministry unto who? Unto who? Unto the Lord. Limit your monthly bills. Are we together? Your monthly bills, rent, you have rent, pay it. It is what? Ministering unto who? Unto the Lord. Now, what happens when I don't have it yet? Since your heart is of ministering to the Lord, there is a way you will go about handling your relationship with the person you are meeting to when you don't have it. You are not going to go and hold a vigil against your landlord. You want to know the jail? Who are you? Are we together? Pay your salaries. We said that already, right? Deuteronomy, right? Leviticus? Is it Leviticus? Leviticus 19. Pay your salary. In 1 Corinthians 7, Paul spoke about marriage. So look at this. A Christian should be high up in diligence. Mannerism at work. In 1 Corinthians 7, 21, 22. Mannerism at work. At work. That means your work does not end when your office closes. A Christian. Did you get what I'm saying? Did you get what I'm saying? Your work. I didn't say your ministry work. I said your employment work does not end when the office closes. In your workplace, as a Christian, you're expected to have problem-solving what? Ideas. Think about the challenge you were having during the office hours. Think about how to resolve it after the closing hours. That's a Christian. Because though you are an employee, you are doing what you are doing, serving your boss from your what? Your heart. Loving your neighbor as what? Yourself. Resolve the issues. Don't backbite. Take initiatives within your role. Notice I say within your role. Is it clear? Don't go advise HR. When you are security, you will just become the advice. Pastor said, no! May you not come back empty handed. Hey, Jami. So look at this. Pray. Pray for your workplace. Notice I didn't say pray about your workplace. Four. I know that God doesn't give you prayer points. Pray. Are we together? Study. Study for your workplace. That means you are not studying your Bible. Read. What does it also mean? It means you also fast for the company and organization you work for. You also fast for the company or organization you work for.
Daniel did. Are we together?
The team you are on in your workplace, it means you will fast for the team. It means the Christian will be a problem solver in the organization. Because you are doing it as unto the Lord. It says, when you are employed by an employer who pays you salary, it says that when you do the work with your entire heart, it says, it is pleasing unto the Lord. It is pleasing unto the Lord. That means you will not cut corners with suppliers against your company. You will not. You have the privilege of being a procurement officer. You are not going to inflate the rates. You are in charge of, you know, engineers and technicians coming to work in the organization. You are not going to say, that thing, call it 5,000 and it's 1,000 here. No, you are not going to do that. Because you are loving your neighbor as what? As yourself. Did you get the church? So you see, Daniel, in a secular organization, or kingdom as it were, are we together? That means you are told to resume at 7:30. You will not resume at 8:59. And you are coming to work speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues, kill you there. Oh. There are plenty here in this side. Class is 8:00. You are not there. Shop, kill you there. Are we together? Now they call you for query. They call you for query. They come here. Why are you? Mr. Let me mention anybody's name here. Mr. So and so. This is the fourth time you're there. And then you stand by the HR like this and you're in this. Yeah, Mr. So and so, what are you doing? I'm speaking in tongues. Are we together? 8:00 is what? 8:00. Someone say 8:00 is 8:00. 7:30 is 7:30. Someone say 7:30 is 7:30. Say 7:30. Say 7:30 is 7:30. Hallelujah. Are we together? You know, praying in tongues when you are receiving query, and then you are going home with, when you are going home with sack letter, you are thinking, you are the love of my life. They don't know what you mean to me. They don't. They say I waste my time because I am serving. I waste my life again and again. Or you will not have any money. You are not wasting your time. You are wasting your brain. You think the father is moved. Are we together, church? Handle responsibilities well. And handle responsibilities supernaturally. Say, I'm the image of God. So, look at this. If you do not handle natural responsibilities well, you will not have natural increase. You will not. So is there God's wisdom for being an employee in my organization? Answer me. Is there God's wisdom for being a strong and effective employee in my organization? Is there God's wisdom for being a good student of my institution? Is there God's wisdom for being a good husband? Wife? Parents? Landlord? Employees? There is. So don't take advantage of faith. In Colossians 4:1, quickly, we're closing. Quickly. Colossians 4 verse 1. Read on, everyone. Colossians 4 verse 1. 1, 2, go. Masters, give unto your servant that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have your heart. Is that to see your neighbor as yourself? Look at the next one. Once you go, Okay, so he spoke about masters. Are we together? In 1 Timothy 6, go there quickly. We have to be done today. 1 Timothy 6. Are we there? We are there, say amen. Alright, 1 Timothy 6, let's take verse 1 together. I want to go. Let as many what? Can we take employees? Staff security, HR, marketing officer, banker, what else? Sales rep, teacher, head admin, lawyer, what else? So it says, let what? Let as many servants as are under what? The yoke, count their own masters worthy of what? Or honor. Look at the next thing. Once you go, that the name of God and his doctrine be not the what? So where do I demonstrate what I am learning? My place of work. My place of work. It is the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. My place of work, campus, exams. Then they say, it's tongue. Look at D. Oh. Are we together? What about tongues and A? I think that was nice. What about always fasting, praying and reading the Bible and came out as the top employee of the year? Does that one make sense? Thank you. So look at the next verse, 2, everybody. And they that are what? They that have believing master. That means your employer is a Christian. Let them what? Because they are brethren. Rather, do what? Because they are what? And partakers of these things. When you say teach and exhort, it means train the church. So it says, they that are believing masters, let them not despise them because they are what? They are brethren. Rather, do them service. So there is a tendency of despising your employer because he's a Christian. He says, don't do it. Paul says, don't do it. Don't take advantage of the fact that your boss is a pastor. Don't take advantage of the fact that your boss is a Christian. And sometimes you observe that sometimes, you know, you can even maybe you have invited, maybe you are the one that invited your boss to church. Your boss joined church because of you. Now, let's say in that church you are a leader. So that means in church, you are a leader of your what? Of your boss at work. Don't let it get into your brain. That's what he's saying. Don't misbehave. Don't abuse such privileges. Are we together? Is your leader, is your employer, your boss at work? It could now be maybe not your boss at work, maybe your lecturer. Maybe it's not your boss at work, maybe it's your parents. Maybe it's your elder sibling. He says, don't abuse such privileges. A Christian in politics, don't abuse the privilege. Be a Christian in the office, a Christian in the home, a Christian in marriage, a Christian in the market, in the campus or campuses. Whatever responsibility you have a duty to bear the image of God. A staff, a citizen. Are we together? Wherever you are, you have the duty to bear the image of God. So let's do 4 things quickly. Number one, regarding our relationships, is a recap. I've said this before. We took time on it. Let us pray. Learn to pray about your relationships. Pray. Family relationships, company, work, campus, community,
marriage,
spousal relationship.
Are we together?
Ensure you pray and mention those relationships in prayer.
Number two, learn to give thanks for your relationships.
We said that also several.
Don't join people to complain. Don't complain. See, citizenship is a relationship. Don't complain. Don't complain. Don't complain. Don't jump or, you know, hump on trends in the media. Don't.
Then honor your relationships.
Honor is the culture of the Word of God. Show respect. Show respect for symbols of authority. The police in your nation is a symbol of authority. Show respect. The court of judgment is a symbol of authority in the natural. Show respect. Your local government chairman, the governor of your city, of your state, are we together? Outside the country, you're the mayor of your community. Are we together? They are symbols of authority. Respect it. Anytime you get into a space and they tell you that somebody is the leader there or is the head there, start respecting the person immediately. It's not a function of age. It's a Christian thing. It's a Christian thing. On campus, your classmate, respect the person. Respect him. Respect her. Yes. I mean, those are even peer relationships. Respect the person. Walk in honor. Are we together? I've told you many times, I said that it takes a leader to recognize what? A leader. It takes somebody with a leadership mindset to recognize leadership or leadership anywhere. When you see a place where leadership is not respected, those who do not respect the leadership just know that there is no leader amongst them. There is no leader among them because it takes the heart of a leader to see somebody else who is leading and should be respected. Christian, we are respectable. Are we together, church? And be effective in those relationships. Be effective. So I must ask myself as we close, how have I acted as the image of God before me as I close? How have I acted? How have I acted as the image of God in my relationship? As a brother, sister, parent, friend, pastor, cell leader, unit leader, elder brother, elder sister, uncle, cousin, employee, employer, officer, marketer, banker, entrepreneur, whatever it is, on campus, leader, president of an organization, ESCO in your unit or your department, in school, HOD at work, lecturer on campus, recruiter of labor, husband, wife in your courtship, level advisor, have I glorified God? Have I glorified God? Have I glorified God? Have I glorified God in relating with those who look up to me? I told you also that there's a group of people you are liable to despise easily. And there are those in vertical relationships who look up to you. For a pastor, your members. For a cell leader, your cell members. For a unit leader, your unit members. For an elder sibling in the house, your younger ones. They look up to you. For parents, it is kids, children in the home. For masters and employers, it is slaves and employees. In every vertical relationship, you must look below the ladder. Whosoever is beneath you, now take it as a point of duty to deliberately walk in honor. Everything grows where there is honor. And everything thrives where it is love. Glory to God forevermore. Are we together, church? So in our relationships, amen, be fervent. Honor your relationships. Dishonor does not prosper. Don't dishonor relationships. Don't dishonor and don't inspire dishonor. Don't be the person, because of you, people are now walking in dishonor. No! Say no! Say not me! No, not you. Because of you, folks are now walking in dishonor in the church. No, not you. Because of you, folks are now keep that phone.
because of you, folks are now walking in dishonor. No, not you, not me. No, not in my organization. I inspire love. I inspire unity. I'm a reconciler. I restore relationships. I heal. Are we together, church? Don't be rude. What kind of words do you use in your relationship? What kind of husband are you? What kind of wife are you? What kind of employee are you? What kind of employer are you? Are we together, church? You must play your role in relationships as the image of God. Yes. You must inspire joy, faith, hope. In your words, let people believe in your country. It is madness to be praying for a nation and be complaining about it. It is conflict in the mind that you are praying for a nation and you are complaining about it. That means you are telling God that you want the fruit of the land, but you are complaining that there is no fruit in the land. No! Are we together? And lastly, in 2026, church, let us focus on our relationships. Let's focus on our relationships. Focus on it. The grass is not greener on the other side. The grass is not greener on the other side. Don't lose relationships before you honor them. Focus on it. Is it clear? Is it clear? Everybody cannot be smelly around you. It is you. I told you about one sister, right? Many years ago, right? I told you. Everywhere. So one uncle amongst us, you know, they used to play football. When they are playing football, she's passing by. She has this one scarf. I don't know where she got the unfortunate scarf from. She just come out. So we now started calling her Ayeru. That's what we started calling her. Sister Ayeru. What is smelly? You enter room one, something smelly. You enter room two, something smelly. You came and enter room three, something smelly. Room four, you are the one. Everybody cannot be bad people. Are we together? Every relationship cannot be what? Terrible. Enter this comma, enter that comma, enter that comma. You are the problem. Focus on your relationships. To build. Are we together? Have relationships that you have built over the years. Don't forget I told you, if I'm in a relationship and I want to function in the image of God and the fellow says it's not functioning, what's the answer? No such relationships. Are we together? Are we together? Relationships help people rise over challenges. In your relationships as Christians, we help people to rise over their challenges. We love people. I told you on Sunday, don't love things and use people. Love people and use things for them. Is it clear? Loving people is observable because people will know it. If not now, they will later see it. The character of God is love. Are we together? Are we together? Don't do give and take with people. Don't do give and take. What you get is what you give. No, that's not you. Don't fire back at people. Don't fire back at people. Don't have trust issues. Or you have trust issues. No, you are always suspecting, suspicious. You are always hiding opportunities, always hiding good things for people. No, share with others and keep sharing. Say, I keep sharing. Share material. This year, share resources. Share information. Are we together? Commit yourself to people. Amen. Does it help the other person to know the Lord? Share it. Does it help the other people to serve the Lord? Communicate it. Does it help the other people to walk in God's plan for their lives? Does it help other people to serve God more effectively? Communicate it. Don't be a touchy person. Don't be a touchy person. Are we together? Manage your emotions well. Don't use wicked words. Focus on your relationships. How well have I been of help? How can I be of help? How can I be of help to my spouse? How can I be of help to my parents? How can I be of help? Some of you, you will need to talk to your parents again. I think it's high time you should go for that certification. Yes, inspire them to do those things. Inspire them. Like I do tell you sometimes, that's what my relationships have been. Somebody should not forsake his goal to do masters because he married you. That means he married wrong. Nobody should forsake a goal of a beautiful life. No. Obviously, so there are some times when God's plan and God's will for our lives will call us to lead life in a different direction, part-time, momentarily suspending a natural goal. But look at this. In your relationships, you must be the reason why they are becoming stronger. That is it. Contribute. People know when you are contributing. People know when you are sacrificing. They might not show it, but they are seeing it, and they will eventually appreciate it. Are we together, church? Contribute to people's health. Contribute to their health. Contribute. You are not the reason why your roommate always sits hungry. No. Contribute to their health. Contribute to their wealth. Contribute to their mental health. See, I'm not a problem. That's it. When we walk in love, people's lives become better. Is it clear, church? When we walk in love, people's life becomes better. Amen. This year, be there for people when they are sick. Is that clear? Be there. Be there for people when they are healthy. When they are sick, visit them. If you have any friend who is sick, visit the person and pray with the person. And bring the person to the services and get the person to the healing meetings. Let more people be healed this year because you invited them into service. Love people and use things. Check on people. Greet people on their birthdays. Celebrate them. I put it on my notes. Celebrate them on their birthdays. Post them. Post them on your Facebook. Post them on your Twitter. Post them on your WhatsApp. Don't do secret friendship. Post them. Post them and speak good things about them. Is it clear? That is how you build relationships. If you cannot talk about them in public, then you must keep away from them in private. No. But if you love them in private, you must put them out in public. Not to talk against them, but to love them. Hallelujah. Ensure this year that you hold people's back strong for them. Hold people's back strong for them. I put it in my note. Don't backbite. Are we together? Are we together? Are we together? When anybody wants to backbite with you, say, can we talk about something else? Can we talk about something else? Don't allow gossips. Rather than gossiping, you tell the fellow who has brought the gossip, can we talk about something else? Are we together? Know your friends. Is it clear? And let them know you. Is it clear, church? I put it in my note. I said, are you a friend? Don't ask the other person, are you my friend? You ask the question. Say, am I a friend? Am I a good friend? Don't forget we said sometimes along this teaching that a good friend, we always say, how you come? Let us know the Lord. Let us love the Lord. Let us serve the Lord. Let us show others the Lord. Don't switch friends anyhow. Are we together? It is Christian to be faithful. Don't double date in your relationship. Don't be dating two guys, two girls in your relationship. No! Are we together? Say, I am faithful. Double dating. Not the image of God. It's not. Commitment, faithfulness is the image of God. I don't switch friends anyhow. I don't jump ships. Are we together? I'm not after money. I'm not after fame. I'm not after acceptance. I have integrity. I have integrity. See, I'm a soldier of Christ. See, I'm an officer of Christ. I have integrity. Are we together? See, I have integrity. See, I'm an officer of Christ. I'm an officer of Christ. I have integrity. If you don't get it, God bless you. Speak with people. Amen. Speak with people. Church. Brothers and sisters, stick with your church. Stick with your church in 2026. Don't use people. Love them and use things for them. When the air, get people to get them back into shape. Is it clear? We don't leave fallen soldiers behind. We don't leave wounded soldiers behind. Not in 2026. We don't leave wounded soldiers behind. Are we together? We don't leave church members, self-members who are feeling lazy. No, we don't leave them behind. If you can't get them back, get somebody who will get them back in shape. Is it clear? Pray. We'll mount God around our relationships. Is it clear, church? This year, no joining of blocks. Don't like those blogs, I told you. Don't like those blogs. Don't join those spaces. Don't listen to them. Don't like them. Don't contribute to them. No. We don't put our heart. We don't crucify our soldiers on the public. No. 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 The body of Christ will resolve our issues internally. Is it clear? We have the wisdom of God to resolve our issues internally. So don't join those blogs. I'm talking about preachers anyhow, no, not you. Hallelujah. God's earth was created by love and for love.
He was created by God and for God. And our culture is not the social media. Our culture is the Word of God. So let us live out of the Word of God in all we do. I challenge you this year, church. What life believers come to church. And ourselves, all of ourselves, including those that are not here tonight, are we together? You must ask yourself. Don't tell yourself, what is this fellow contributing to me first? Ask yourself, what am I contributing? In asking what the other is contributing, it is because you are checking whether that fellow has been a good influence. But you must always ask yourself, what am I contributing? Are we together? As we yield ourselves to God's work, to the move of His Spirit, we will also yield ourselves to effective relationships bearing the image of God. So decide and be intentional about it in 2026, that the gospel will flow ceaselessly through me as I mirror the Father. Men through my conduct and the way I handle my relationships will want to hear the Lord. Are we together? Tanka, Ilori, Kwara State, Nigeria, Africa, the earth will be better as I mirror God in my conduct. As I handle my relationships well, pray for your relationships this year. Is it clear? Pray for your associations. Pray. I didn't say pray about. I said pray for it. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. Pray for the person. As I close tonight, put relationships down in your notes right now. Yeah. As you're meditating. Yeah. Put important relationships down in your notes right now. Yeah. It was something I was going to get us to do on Sunday, but we didn't have the time to do it. Write down 5 important relationships that you have currently. Relationships that you have currently. In the family, what are the relationships? At work, what are the relationships? In the church, what are the relationships? Put them down there. Mention names. You might want to continue that when you get home. This man, in this area of my life, I have a strong, or I have an important relationship here. And this and this and this and this persons are the people that forms and make this relationship worthy and possible for me. And then you pray for those people. Are we together, church? I'll be working with also the ministry of our cell leaders regarding how we're going to be spending time to pray about our association and our relationship. Have you learned something tonight? And I think we've had a great story. We started when? When is that story? Last year, when? October. October. Started October, November, December, January. Have we been blessed with revelation knowledge? I will be blessed with revelation knowledge. I will be blessed with insight. Now, let's do question and answer session, but we'll find out. Are we together? I will come back for you. Amen. Let's just lift up your hands and give God praise tonight. Just give Him praise. Just give Him praise tonight.